This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. As we've been talking about, inflation is slowing a bit, but it's still high. And one of the prices that's jumped the most in the past year is for fuel oil, the kind used to heat many homes. Prices are up more than 68% from this time last year. And winter is coming. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
This huge spike in the price of fuel oil matters most to people in the Northeast.
35% of homes in New England use fuel oil for heat.
Samantha Gross at the Brookings Institution says it's the primary region where a significant number of homes heat with oil.
An important reason for that is that New England doesn't have a lot of natural gas pipelines.
So gas heat is less common. New England also has a lot of old houses.
Nobody's building new houses with oil heaters these days. And so this tends to hit people who, on average, are less well off.
Severin Borenstein at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business says this winter could be tough for them.
Unfortunately, we're going into this season with lower inventories than typical.
That's one of the reasons the price of fuel oil is up so much, says Hugh Daigle at the University of Texas at Austin.
A lot of this goes back to last year when there were several refineries that were damaged by hurricanes, and then there were workforce shortages.
Refinery capacity is still lagging, he says. And on top of that, there's a lot more demand now from Europe since it's moving away from Russian oil.
When you are competing with European consumers who really need these products, that really puts a squeeze on American consumers.
This winter, he says, let's hope it's mild.
Looking down the road, we need to rethink the ways in which we heat our houses.
So that, Daigle says, we're not so affected by the price of oil. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.